Meanwhile, on the hostage front, a 20-year-old U.S. military reservist was paraded as a hostage by Iraqi insurgents. Al Jazeera television broadcast images of Private First Class Keith Maupin surrounded by masked and armed men. Maupin was shown sitting on the floor in U.S. military fatigues and a standard issue floppy hat. He seemed scared and avoided looking at the camera. The masked gunmen standing around him have demanded the release of insurgents being held by occupation forces in Iraq. His captors say he's being treated according to the treatment of prisoners and the Islamic religion and is in good health. Maupin was among 9 Americans, including another soldier and 7 contractors with the Halliburton firm, who went missing after an attack on a convoy near Baghdad Airport on April 9 that left 1 U.S. soldier dead and 12 wounded. There has been no news of the other missing soldier, but at least one of the civilian contractors is also believed to be a hostage somewhere in Iraq. News of Maupin's capture came after U.S. President George Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair insisted they would not be deflected from their mission to restore sovereignty to Iraq, and that they would not waver in the face of fear and intimidation. Many observers believe that the image of the first U.S. soldier and only the second American to be confirmed as a hostage is likely to add to America's growing unease with recent developments in Iraq. Jordan's King Abdullah II has asserted that the twin images of Israelis battling Palestinians and American troops to the Commonwealth Club in the U.S. city of San Francisco, leading up to a scheduled gathering next week with President George Bush. Abdullah said Americans are being held responsible for the Middle East conflict, and that this is the recruiting ground for extremism and terrorism that we see in the region. He said that he's, in his words, very, very worried about the perception toward America and Americans. While one of Washington's closest allies in the Middle East declined comment on Bush's endorsement of an Israeli proposal to retain almost all the illegal Jewish settlements in the West Bank, another close U.S. ally in the region spoke out. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak Friday told the U.S. newspaper Houston Chronicle that he was shocked by Bush's endorsement of right-wing Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Mubarak said he tried to explain Arab leaders' concerns about the Israeli plan during a meeting with Bush at his Crawford Ranch on Monday, but had no idea that Bush would take a position so supportive of Israel. Neither was Jordan advised about Bush's endorsement before it was announced Wednesday. Mubarak said everyone is now bracing for more violence and bloodshed. You listen to Radio Atlanta Cuban News for this Saturday broadcast online.